Sanctions are beginning to bite. Nobody would like to see the sanctions work any more than I would, because I'm still in the military and I get to meet these young men and women on a regular basis, and I know what it's been like for the last 9 years. So the last thing America needs is another military conflict, but the last thing the world needs is a nuclear armed Iran. And if you use military force, if sanctions are not going to work, and a year from now it's pretty clear they're not going to work, what do our friends in Israel do? So I would like the president to make it abundantly clear that all options are on the table. And we all know what that means. And if that day ever came, my advice to the president, in open session here, if you take military action against Iran as the last effort to stop their nuclear ambitions, you do open up Pandora's box. But if you let them acquire a nuclear weapon, you empty Pandora's box. So my view of military force would be not to just neutralize their nuclear program, which are probably dispersed and hardened, but to sink their Navy, destroy their Air Force, and deliver a decisive blow to the Revolutionary Guard. In other words, neuter that regime. Destroy their ability to fight back, and hope the people with inside Iran would have a chance to take back their government and be good neighbors to the world in the future. So that's what I mean by being tough, sir, that everything is on the table, and that we need to start talking more openly about that, because time is not on our side.
Senator Udall, the Democratic view on that issue, neutering Iran.
Most of the members of the Senate caucus agree that you keep all options on the table. With the steps that Senator Graham has outlined are very significant, very serious, would have worldwide repercussions. I'm not willing to put my support behind that step here in a theoretical context, but I think you've got to keep every option on the table and let the Iranian regime know that we're deadly serious, not just as the United States of America, but as a world community.
But if Iran is looking at America now, what kind of resolve would it see, political resolve, to have every option on the table?
Well, there's a, if you will, a catch-22 or a chicken and an egg dynamic here. If we're projecting deadly seriousness about this to the Iranian regime, would that in fact mean that they stand down and come to the table? And that's always the challenge that diplomatic leaders and heads of state face, is if we let them know that we're serious about this and we would use force as a world community, then do they get the message and come back to the table? I'm going to continue to underline the need for sanctions. They're beginning to have a real effect. But this may be agenda item number one for all of us in this room, frankly.
Norm, is this President Obama's political opportunity to take a harder line?